You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the past 7 years, From the Pit has been an annual celebration of Aotearoa's finest gig photographers who each week muscle their way through bustling mosh pits and venues across the country, tirelessly working to document our country's amazing music scene. Smashton and I both speak from personal experience about the excitement of seeing if we've made it into the yearly edition of From the Pit. Curator and photographer Dave Simpson and photographer Jade Johnson are in the studio today to talk about this wonderful collection. How are you guys?
Sure.
Hey, we're good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll just start with you, Dave. Tell us a bit about this year's collection.
Yeah, so it's we're back again. So it's all New Zealand musicians taken by New Zealand music photographers, and everyone's playing live in New Zealand. All images are from the last 2 years. So this is our 8th year, so each time we're kind of capturing the scene as it moves on. So now we've got actually quite a bit of history as it kind of moves through. And our lovely friends at Audio Culture, they keep a copy of it over there as well. So it's this archive. So yeah, back with another great selection. We've got 58 photographers and 100 images, and a 10-minute video, which you can see by going to fromthepit.co.nz. It's playing, I believe, outside Spark Arena.
Yeah.
And we've got some light boxes in town, thanks to Auckland Live. And another fantastic group of photographers, some old-timers back, some new people through, some new artists, some, you know, we've always got plenty of Devil Skin in, for example, and plenty of new artists as well.
Yep. Yeah, it's cool. 2 years away from 10 years, really. It's like you said, there's a bit of history to this now, and it's sort of a cool annual tradition for the New Zealand music scene.
Absolutely. And we just love, and you know, one of the reasons we set it up at the beginning, a couple of reasons. One, you know, people go shoot a show, the images go online and people just scroll by them. They look at them and go, oh, that's a cool picture, and then it's kind of forgotten.
Mm.
So this brings it together as a collection of, you know, because we've all got different styles, different kind of music.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was one of the main things. And so we were thinking, oh, we get to kind of, you know, do things and as a, you know, an exhibition that we can kind of capture that.
Yeah.
So people can go back and see it.
Yeah. Broadening the question to both of you, you're both music photographers. And you've got some amazing pictures, which you can find on your respective Instagram pages. What goes into taking the perfect live music photograph? Because it's always these moments on stage, and it's a lot of them are very fleeting if you're actually there watching the gig. And then they live on forever with your photos. So what are you looking for when you're at a gig with a camera?
That's such a hard question. I'm not going to lie. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm always looking for just, like, connecting with fans, like fan interactions. Just, it always helps when a band or an artist or just have, like, obviously some good stage presence and stuff, but I don't know how many help.
No,
man.
I mean, like, I end up shooting quite a lot of different genres. I love going to something that I wouldn't normally go to. Probably rap's not the kind of music I would personally sort of choose to listen to in my own time, but going to a rap show, it's got its whole vibe, or you know, kind of some kind of underground, you know, experimental kind of things. Just so you turn into a space, and there's a reason all those people are gathering. There's a reason that the band are up front playing for those people, and you just sort of got to try to tune in and somehow take what you're seeing and hearing and create just that image.
Yeah,
that's just that fraction of a second, which which is summing up the whole thing. So yeah, it's almost impossible to say what that is, and you know, coming from just experience. And sometimes you go, whoa. And the biggest compliment I think you get when someone says, I saw that image and, you know, it was awesome. It really summed up what it was like to be there.
Yeah.
And so with that, there's all the arty things. You were talking earlier about how it's an art form, actually, isn't it?
No, it literally is. The reason why I love it so much is because it's like you're literally there capturing what is there, you know, like, unlike setting up the lighting and the poses and stuff, like, it's just really beautiful to be able to capture how it is and interpret it the way you see it. And it's just so cool seeing how every other photographer may have captured that show and edited it differently. Like, it's just really cool seeing all that art come together.
Yeah.
The thing I love about gig photography is just that the rawness of it, I guess. Even, you know, even after the photos are edited, that's still a person doing something real. They're not set up for it.
Yeah, 100%, actually.
Yeah.
Gritty and real. I mean, it's like almost the opposite of AI. It is the thing, you have to be there to get that shot. And that's kind of the whole purpose of it.
And
I think the interesting is definitely, and the thing I love about it, it's like both sides of your brain. There's the creative and there's the artistic and the being in the moment, because you can't really be thinking of anything else.
Yeah,
there's a, you know, there's a real technical thing in the background about how you work your camera and what you'd have to dial in to actually get the results as well.
Yeah.
in a dark environment where the lights are constantly changing and people are jostling you around. And it's also a really bizarre thing because you start in the smaller venues where there's, you know, poor lighting and there's just chaos and it's just, you know, so much fun, but really difficult technically. And then you end up shooting at Spark Arena with a, you know, international act with just the most amazing lights.
Yep.
And almost those pictures almost fall off the stage into your camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, but by then, you know, I suppose you've got your skills to get you to that point. But yeah, I mean, what do you prefer, bigger venues or smaller venues for the excitement?
I reckon medium-sized venues.
Yeah, good compromise.
Can't pick.
Yeah, that mix of, you know, big, great lighting and then sort of that more local feel, right?
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Big enough that you've got the production, but yeah, small enough it's still intimate.
Yeah,
exactly. That makes sense. Perfect.
Jade, what does it mean for you as a local photographer to be featured in compilations like From the Pit?
It's really great to be a part of, like, bringing all these photographers together and seeing everyone's work and stuff. Like, I remember seeing my photo outside Spark Arena for the first time last year, and I was like, that is so sick.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean all these people lining up for all these big concerts get to witness, like, all this art that's been created over the last 2 years? And it's just, it's really cool to have an expedition like this, because there's not really, like, this is the only one, really, that... like shows off our work, so yeah, means a lot.
When we were off air, we were all sort of chatting about how everyone knows everyone in New Zealand music, and photographers are a really big part of that. And I think one of the best things about this is just being able to see, like, scroll through and see the names and go, oh, I know this person, and to see them almost, you know, shown to such a wide audience, it's a very cool thing.
Yeah, I just love promoting. We're promoting quite a few things once we start thinking about it. There's the photographers themselves and celebrating everybody's work, whether you shoot a small show or a big show. The only thing kind of in common, or that is the requirement, is that you're kind of there officially. You're not just like a fan photo, that you're kind of either working for the band or you're shooting for a magazine. We're celebrating, like, the outlets, all those magazines, that the online blogs and websites that publish this stuff, because that's really cool that they send photographers out and send reviewers. We're celebrating the artists, and there's so many different sorts of artists. We've, you know, just little folk bands in a corner of a venue, right up to kind of, you know, big massive you know, symphony type things, and then, you know, lighting, the people who do the lighting, the people who do the stage, the whole production thing that actually comes together to create that moment, and then the venues themselves, which is, you know, massively important, as, you know, they struggle. And, you know, even just in the period that we've been doing it, the amount of venues that have kind of arrived or gone away, or the new venues that are popping up that we see and we go, wow, that's really cool. And also, it's not just about Auckland, it's about the whole country, and again, that's really important as well. You were saying your first shot was from
I remember my first photo part of From the Pit was 3 years ago. Like, one of the first artists that I probably ever photographed for, like, up north. I'm from Mungify, but it was this... The artist in Mungify is called Soldier, and they're, like, this sick-ass band. But they were doing their show, I think it was, like, in December 2023, maybe, at the Waipu Hotel.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, the most small-towny vibe, but, like, everyone showed up.
Yeah.
And it was, like, started pouring down with rain, and there was just, like, umbrellas protecting everyone's gear. And then I remember I just, like, I don't know, climbed up on this, like, DIY stage, whatever, and I was just taking the photos from behind of, like, everyone just ripping at it, and just, like, the rain was falling, and it was so sick.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. That's the best thing. It's about live music especially, and I guess for photographing it, it's just those random moments, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a lot of I shoot for more, like, I guess you could say up and coming artists that are, like, just about to make it, and it's just so wholesome being able to take a photo, because a lot of these shows that these artists are doing, they're just, like, milestones after milestones. And it's just so cool to be a part of it and to capture those memories and just, like, to look back a year, 2 years later and be like, that was so sick.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I was a part of that.
Yeah. That was probably my last question. Was there anything that you guys wanted to add on top of that?
No, just that you can go to fromthepit.co.nz to watch the 10-minute video. It's also in quite a few libraries around the country, which is really cool as well. Check out the light boxes, actually. Auckland Live have really helped us. There's some down by, I've got the names wrong, but outside Britomart and outside the Lifty Bridge. They glow lovelily in the dark as well, which is even more cool.
Yeah.
So, they're up until 27th of May. So, yeah,
awesome.
Check it out.
I've got one little question, if you don't mind me asking, Smash, you're still here. So if I was a photographer sitting at home listening to the BFM Drive show and thinking, how do I become a gig photographer? How do I get my photos in the From the Pit exhibition for next year? What would you guys say the best thing to do is?
Do you want to start with that one?
Have you already got the photos?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Half the question would be,
Half the question would be, how do I get into gig photography?
Okay. Yep.
And the other half,
right, that is a great question.
Yeah. And then the other half, would I submit it to From the Pit?
So, honestly, my best advice is just get out there and go for it. Like, pretty much just have a camera. It doesn't matter what camera, as long as it can take a photo. Like, reach out to as many people as you can, look at your local venues, artists, everything, send the emails, make the list, make the checklist, and just take every opportunity, say yes to everything, well, in your limits, but like, but like every opportunity is a really good opportunity to get your foot in the door, and like the more you do it, the more you show it, the more faces there are, the more people will see you, and even if nothing happens from shooting that artist, there might have been someone else in the room attending that might know you for some future things or anything. But it's literally just about being consistent and posting your work and reaching out. And don't be afraid to send a DM to someone, to an aspiring photographer or an artist, and be like, hey, can we have a coffee? I love your work. I love your music. I'd love to work with you or something. Like, people are so happy to meet with you. So yeah, just take your chances. It's just about putting yourself out there.
Yeah,
that is so good. Yep. Nothing to add other than From the Pit. We put the call out for the pictures around December. So keep an eye on the website. Sign up to our email list, and then we do the normally it's about end of January is the deadline. And then we do the selection.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming up and joining us today. Follow all of Dave's advice and go and check out From the Pit. You can literally just put it into Google, and it will come up with it. And thanks for joining us on the show today, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.